Before being a glass bottle beverage, wine was drunk for centuries in amphoras, a two-handled vessel. But the US seems to have set a new standard for wine containers, cans. In less than a decade, the sales of canned wines skyrocketed from $2 million in 2012 to over $183 million in 2020, making it the fastest growing segment of the market. In France, some brands are taking their first step into this untapped market. As in the US, these cans especially target young people. However, it seems these students were not yet ready to enjoy wine in a can.
I don't know. When I look at it, this seems like a poor quality wine to me.
And they did not lack opinions.
Sounds like an abomination. Wine tasting is a part of gastronomy. We have glasses for red wine, white wine, for a bunch of alcohol. So putting it into a can and drinking it as if it was Coca-Cola, this is just atrocious.
It's strange, I think. A bottle of wine, you can share it with people. It's a moment you share with your friends.
According to one brand of canned wine, the wine is less than 2 years old, prepared this way to be drunk without aging. But how would an industry expert react? We went to see Alexandre Jean. He worked as a sommelier for 20 years in the most prestigious restaurants of Paris. He'd never heard of canned wines before we met. We asked him to conduct a taste test.
A fruit-focused expression, cassis. Not much alcohol, nicely balanced. First impression is good. I'm a little bit surprised by the quality and wine expression. Pretty nice, in fact.
The test taste continued with the $7 bottle of wine.
The bottle is the same year as the can, 2019. Oh, I would never thought to say that verdict. I like the canned wine better. Damn!